This is the Texas Standard.
State lawmakers are looking at solutions to prevent the state's electric grid from failing as it did during last month's winter storm. But the Texas House and Senate seem to be on different pages when it comes to choosing what to change going forward. And some predict that if energy industry lobbyists get the last word, any reform will be less than meaningful. Chris Tomlinson has been writing about all of this for the Houston Chronicle. Chris, thanks for your time.
Happy to be here.
So what are some of the main measures the House and Senate are proposing?
Well, you know, there's such a stark difference between their approaches. You know, the House is passing very vague bills that give, state agencies a little more power or gives them a hint of power. Whereas in the Senate, Senator Charles Schwertner's bills are very direct. They are specific about what electric companies must do, and he also includes fines. So it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile these two approaches.
Right. So only one will win the day. Is it clear yet which lawmakers prefer? And do we have an explanation of why the approaches were so different to begin with?
Well, you know, I think we got a hint of that during the committee hearing on Senator Schwertner's bill. A woman lobbyist who's representing the electric power generators was pretty harsh in her criticisms of Schwertner's bills and suggested that if his approach wins the day, that the companies she represents will not be building any more power plants in Texas. It was a pretty explicit threat. And so maybe that's why the House is taking it easy and soft pedaling. But, you know, the at the end of the day, you have to question which approach is going to help Texas consumers the most.
So energy industry lobbyists don't like what the senator has proposed. What are they saying about it specifically is a problem?
Well, frankly, they say they're not going to make enough money. Their opinion is that margins and profits were already really tight in Texas. And if you force electric companies to spend more on weatherization, or you threaten them with fines, or you put a cap on how long the maximum price can remain in place, that might make it uneconomical for them to continue generating power for Texans.
Well, we know that Texas has diversified its economy, but, you know, historically, the energy industry has had a big footprint here. Is this a test of just how powerful these energy lobbyists might be?
Absolutely. When you take a look at who spends money in the legislature, who spends money on campaign donations, the energy industry is still the reigning champion in terms of influencing legislation. What's interesting in this case is that you have competition between different segments of the energy industry. Mm. You know, if you're a natural gas producer, you want one thing. If you generate electricity, you want something different. And if you sell oil, you don't really care about any of this.
Hmm.
So it's interesting to see how these lines are breaking down and which companies that our legislature is responding to.
Any idea at this point what could actually end up on Governor Greg Abbott's desk, or do we expect this to have a lot of back and forth in the months before then?
We won't have any idea what these bills look like probably until, you know, very late in the session in May. And even then, we may not know who influenced who to get what the bills turn out, how the bills turn out. In the past, when we had the big blackout in 2011, the lobbyists got their way and almost no changes at all, just a few vague platitudes. And there's no reason to believe that that can't happen again this year.
Well, Chris Tomlinson, of course, will be watching it. He is a business columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Chris, thank you again.
Thank you.